Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Red Chapel. Amazing day today. It's Baptism Sunday at Red Chapel, one of my favorite days of the year, every time we do Baptism Sunday. And so I'm excited about today. We have people already scheduled to get baptized. And at the end of service, if you decide you want to get baptized today, we are ready. We are prepared for you. So I'm just excited about today. I wanted to start off by telling you a story. How many like stories? Everybody likes to hear a good story, right? Well, the story I'm going to share today is about a woman. And she's up one morning. She's doing dishes in her sink. And she looks out the window. And she sees that her German Shepherd has got a rabbit in his mouth, and he is shaking this rabbit like crazy. And so she rushes from the kitchen. She rushes out. She's trying to get the dog to drop the rabbit. He won't. She runs back inside. She grabs a broom, and she starts beating on her German Shepherd. And finally, he loosens his grip on this rabbit, and it falls to the ground, laying there motionless. I know it starts off as a sad story, but don't worry, it's got a good ending. And so it's laying there, it's motionless, and to make matters worse, she realizes this is her neighbor's rabbit. And her neighbor are already not on good terms. And she knows that this is certainly going to make things worse. So she grabs the rabbit, makes sure no one's looking. She rushes inside. She turns on the bath water. She places the rabbit in there, and the rabbit's dead, and she cleans up the rabbit. She pulls the rabbit out of the shower. She grabs her hair dryer, and she blows the rabbit's hair back so it looks halfway normal, and then she walks over to her fence. She peeks over. She waits till no one's looking. She climbs over the fence, and she goes, and she takes the rabbit, and she props it back up in its cage for fear of her neighbor. And then a few hours later, the scream comes from the neighbor's backyard. And so, pretending like she doesn't know what happened, she rushes out and she sees her neighbor, white as a ghost, screaming. And she, pretending like she doesn't know what happened, she says, "What's going on? What's happened? What's wrong?" And her neighbor finally calms down a little bit. She says, "You won't believe this. Our rabbit died 2 days ago and it's back." So the absurdity of the story is that we all know that things that die don't come back to life, right? And yet last week at Red Chapel, we celebrated Easter Sunday. We celebrated the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We celebrated the fact that Jesus Christ, in his own volition, raised himself from the dead. That God raised him. That Jesus died, he was buried, and 3 days later, God did in fact raise Jesus from the dead. And here's why we celebrated that. Because we believe as Christians that we have the opportunity to be raised from death to life. Now we believe as Christians that one day, the second coming of Christ, Jesus is coming back, that the dead in Christ will be raised, that we will be raised back to life. We will spend eternity alive in the presence of Jesus. But I've come to tell you that the life that Jesus offers is more than that. That it's not just so that one day we'll live for eternity. That Jesus came not just so that we would have life, that we could be raised from the dead. But Jesus, in his own words, he said, "I'm come that you would have life and that you have it abundantly." One translation says, "That it might be full and that it might be meaningful." This is what Jesus came. Jesus came so that we could experience new life just like he did. In fact, his whole entire mission in coming to this world, he said, was so that he would bring new life to people. That it's not absurd that we believe that we can, in fact, experience new life. And so that's what I want to talk to you about for a few minutes this morning, is just this idea that you would come alive. That you would come alive. We're starting a new series today called Fully Alive. And I want to talk to you the next couple of weeks. And then we got a special guest coming in with an amazing testimony, a near-death experience, and how it totally revolutionized the way he looked at life and living
fully alive. Over the next few weeks, we're going to talk about what it means, what it looks like to live fully alive. To live fully alive. Now, here's what we need to recognize before we can totally jump into that this morning is that we have to understand that the truth is nobody wants to hear this, but the truth is that before we meet Jesus, we are dead. Okay? We're dead. Each and every one of us has lived a sinful life away from God. Basically, if I could say it this way this morning, we are pathologically bent on living life according to our own selfish wills and desires. This is natural for us. David said, we're born in sin and we're shaped in iniquity, right? As soon as we're born, this is a life that we're born into. Sin entered into the world. When Adam and Eve sinned, I don't think they realized the impact, not only for them, but for future generations up to this point. Sin entered the world. And each and every one of us, whether we want to admit it today or not, each and every one of us have sinned. We've made a choice to live a life against God's perfect plan for our life. We've fallen short. We've made mistakes. We've made failures. We have sinned in some way against God. And here's what the scripture tells us about sin. Romans says that the wages of sin is death. It's this spiritual separation from God. So sin brings death. That's as simple as I can put it this morning. Sin brings death. Sin always results in death. And so it was sin that brought death into the world. And this is where each and every one of us find ourselves before we come to Jesus. We're dead. We're living a life full of sin. We live a life of failures. We live lives riddled with regret. We live lives with these colossal mistakes and sins in our life. That's where we are before we come to Jesus. We are alive physically, but spiritually we are dead. You may look great. I mean, you may be propped up in that cage and showered and your hair looking and everything look good on the outside. You may be alive physically, but the reality is that before we come to Jesus, all of us are spiritually dead. We are separated from Christ. That's the bad news this morning. Here's the good news is that when we come to Christ, something supernatural happens when you come to Jesus. This is the way that the scriptures describe it. I love this. It says, when you came to Christ, this is Colossians chapter 2, verse 11. When you came to Christ, you were circumcised. Don't worry, we don't have any circumcision happening today for all you guys. Don't worry. But not a physical procedure. So I don't want you to think it's some weird cult and this is like an initiation for any of us this morning. But the truth is, something supernatural happens when you come to Jesus. And that is this, when you come to Christ, you are circumcised. Not a physical procedure, watch this, but Christ performs a spiritual circumcision. And that is this, the cutting away of our sinful nature. This is amazing news for you this morning. Verse 12 says that this happens through baptism. So let me break this down for you this morning. When you come to Christ, when you are baptized, we have baptism Sunday today. I want to talk about this for you. When you are baptized, there is a circumcision. There is a cutting away of the sinful nature that happens. When you are baptized, your past is gone forever. Right? When you take part in this act of baptism, it removes the sin, it removes the shame, it removes the guilt from your life. It eliminates the things that are holding you back, that are bringing you down. This is what happens in baptism. There is a cutting away, spiritual circumcision that happens. And in that one moment, in this one moment of baptism, if you've been here for a baptism Sunday before, you know how amazing this experience is. And you can sense like something supernatural is taking place. This is what happens in that one moment. All of your failures are forgotten. All of your mistakes are forgiven. All of your sins, they're gone forever in this one moment of baptism. Look at this, what he says. He goes on to say this. For you were buried with Christ when you were baptized. And with him, you were raised to new life because you trusted the mighty power of God who raised Christ from the dead. And so when you put your faith in Christ, there is literally an act of life that transpires. It is allowing Christ to put work in our hearts and our lives. The things that he did on the cross, we are raised to new life in Jesus. We are raised to new life. You're baptized. We're raised to new life because we trusted the mighty power of God who also raised Christ from the dead. This is so important. You have to understand this morning. What Christ does in our heart happens in one single moment. Where once you were dead, now you are alive. Literally, today, people are going to cross over from death to life. That's why we get so excited about Sunday mornings at Red Chapel. We know that every single Sunday morning, somebody has the opportunity to come alive, to escape the death sentence on their life and experience brand new life. In just one moment, in one moment, you can stand boldly and blamelessly before God. In one single moment. And our whole internal world begins to be restructured as we surrender more and more to God and his plan. In just one moment, you putting your faith in Jesus, you trusting in the mighty, as the scripture says, when you trust in the mighty power of God who raised Jesus from the dead. When you put your faith in Jesus, when you trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior, in that one moment, just like that, you have crossed from life to death in this one single moment. When you come to Christ, Jesus performs a spiritual circumcision. The old is gone. You are no longer dead. You have been raised to life. And then the Bible gives us this external way to publicly declare the work that Christ has done in us. It's another way that we can signify that we are raised to life in Christ, and that is through baptism. Baptism is this declaration that you are a follower of Jesus Christ. It's this public confession of your faith in Jesus, your commitment to Jesus Christ. It's after you've been saved. This is the next step. I closed out our Easter service just encouraging people. After some people made their decision to put their faith in Christ, to commit their life to him last week, tell them, I believe this. Your next step after that is water baptism. It's to go public with your confession of faith in Jesus. And this is so powerful what takes place when people are baptized. Listen, Romans chapter 6 says, we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Look at this. Jesus affords us this opportunity. Symbolically, just as Jesus died, we symbolically are dead and buried with Jesus through baptism. So that just as God raised Jesus from the dead, so also God will raise us from the dead. As you come up out of that water in baptism, this is signifying that God has raised you from the dead. And so Paul's literally describing this act of being baptized as a way of burying our old self, the old sinful person that we are. You come to Jesus, you put your faith, you ask God to forgive you, you put your faith in him. And then through baptism, Paul says, this is signifying that we are finally doing away with the old sinful person that we are, and then being raised to life in Christ. I love this. Paul says in Corinthians, he says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a brand new creature. our baptisms shirts say made new. Made new. And it wasn't just something we came up with. This is what the scripture tells us happens. If any person is in Christ, he is a new creature. I love this. He says, the old has gone and the new has come. The old is gone. Like literally today, people are going to bury the old person. And then a new life has come. A new life has come. Out with the old and in with the new. How many remember the day? I remember April 6, 1984. I was only 6 years old. You think, man, how much sin has somebody committed when they're 6 years old? But I'll never forget that day. I'll never forget that moment. April 6, 1984. We attended a church in Fontana. And there was a basement in the church, and all they had was like this old horse trough where they did the baptisms, but it didn't matter. There was something supernatural that was happening in my life that day. And I knew in that moment that the old person was gone. I was coming up out of that water into a brand new creation in Christ Jesus. And so when you're raised to life in Christ, you are literally being raised into a brand new creation. So here's my challenge for you today. Is live. So live. If you have this opportunity, if I could tell you this morning that you had an opportunity to start all over, to get a brand new start, a fresh beginning, a brand new lease on life, what would hold you back this morning from saying, I want to live a new life in Jesus? I know as I'm sharing this today, some of you think it's impossible to ever really live again, to ever really dream again, to believe that you could have a fresh start, a new beginning. I think one of the things that keeps us from, probably one of the greatest enemies that keeps us from living fully alive is our past, right? How many of us have constantly been haunted by the past, paralyzed by the past, paralyzed from going forward, from living, fully living the life that Christ offers for us, that Christ designed for us to live because of something in the past. We're paralyzed. We're paralyzed by the past. We think that because of what we've done in the past, that we're undeserving of the future life that Christ died so that we could have. We disqualify ourselves from a new life, from living, fully living because of the past. Some of you have maybe given up on living fully alive because of something in your life, of living a full life, living fully alive because of something in your past. I've come to tell you this morning that there's no failure that's too colossal. There's no mistake that's too big. There's no sin that's too bad. This morning you have the chance to live a brand new life in Jesus. I know they say, show me your past, I'll show you your future. That your future life is dictated by your past. But I want you to know this morning, you don't have to any longer be haunted by your past. Today, you can do away with the old life and embrace a brand new life in Jesus through your confession of faith, through baptism in Him, so that we can be resurrected to a new life in Jesus. This is why today is so important. Because today people have the opportunity to experience a brand new life in Jesus. Like literally this morning, I'm telling you about an opportunity to start all over, to have a fresh start, a new beginning, all in Jesus. All I do is challenge you today is, so live, live, come fully alive this morning. If you're here this morning, and you've never experienced new life in Christ, today is your day. Today is your day. Today is your day. This moment is your moment. Jesus came to give us life. And life that would be lived more abundantly. You have the opportunity to make today. To make this internal choice. To make God the one who rules and reigns in your life. And then you have the opportunity today to make the external choice to go public with your faith through baptism. I want to challenge you today. So live. So live. Take advantage of this opportunity, this moment, today, today. No matter what you came in here with this morning, you have the opportunity to start a brand new life in Jesus today. I want you to stand with me this morning. I want to give you this opportunity to come into Christ today, to come fully into Jesus, to allow Jesus to come into your life, for you to make a decision in your heart this morning to make Jesus the ruler of your life, for you to surrender your life to Him wholly and completely. I want you to bow your heads and close your eyes for just a moment with me this morning. If you're here this morning and you've never experienced new life in Christ, you've never put your faith in Jesus, you've never trusted in the mighty power of God that raised Jesus from the dead, I want to give you this opportunity today to trust in Him, to surrender your life to Him, to make Him king of your life. I want you to just pray this with me today. Father, I'm asking that you would forgive me of my sins. I want to be a brand new person today. I'm accepting you in my heart as Lord, and I want to start all over today. I want a brand new life, and I believe by trusting in you that you can give me new life today. So today, I accept you as my personal Savior. And I believe, God, that you raised your Son, Jesus, from the dead. And I believe through that same power, you can raise me from the dead today to experience a brand new life. In Jesus' name.